G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 15. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, it's really starting to warm up now. We've got Winx in Sydney in her Group 1 there, the Colgate Optic White, and we have also Group 1 racing at Flemington. Girls' Day out, big day of black type at Victorian HQ.
Yeah, really good day of racing on Saturday. Of course, you mentioned Winx. She's the star of the show, but a great program at Flemington on Saturday with its own Group 1, Mackay B. Diva, and you can probably make a case 5 or 6 good winning chances. Dane Hill Stakes, always a good race for the three-year-olds. Been robbed of a little bit of limelight. I think the two favourites when the market went up on Monday are both not there. Smart Melody, of course, is running earlier in the day, but Pure Relation, unfortunately, going amiss, hurting her knee, so she's gone for the spring. So that's a massive blow to the Snowden camp, but that race is certainly up for grabs now.
Alrighty, well, let's get to it without further ado. We've got a lot of black type to get through, and we're starting at Flemington. We're starting in race 2, Captain Teeb's Stakes Listed, 3-year-old fillies, 1,100 metres, and you mentioned Smart Melody, and what a great field this is.
Yeah, it is a good race. Smart Melody and Multaja dominate the market. I've gone with Smart Melody, 3 for 3 in Sydney. Chris Lees has sent her down. As I said, they had the option of the Daniel. They've gone probably the softer option against the filly. She's drawn 15. That's probably not a bad spot to be drawn down the straight. She's on top from 6, Sweet Riquette, banking on her to hold that advantage over Multaja. She beat her the Valley last start, and you're going to get overs again for her. Multaja in for 3rd, number 4, and for 4th, number 8. Thine is the Power, off a little bit of a fresh, and she hasn't done much wrong in her career.
Well, so quality packed is this race that I've gone around both the favourites. So I've gone for 10 Music Bay, returning after a couple of very impressive runs in Adelaide, and also drawn out much like Smart Melody. For 2nd, 6 Sweet Rocket, for 3rd, 13 Trilly, and for 4th, number 8 Thine is the Power. Race 3 at Flemington on Saturday is the Sofitel. It's for 4 years old and up, a listed race over 1400.
Number 9 Violate might be a good play here. I was surprised that he only came up around $15. You look at his forms, naught, but he's been gelded. His first two runs of that last campaign were really good, including one at Flemington. He didn't have a lot of luck, and then backed it up by hitting the line from a long way back at Caulfield. Went to Brisbane, just never fired a shot up there. The Brent Stanley Yard's going well. Happy to just play him. As I said, was hoping for a bit more than $15, but something each way. From number 1, The Answer My Friend, who's flying, he'll go to the front. You know you're going to be given a great sight if you're a backer of him. $2 for dollar, can hit back at this level. Just didn't measure up to the Group 1 last time. And 3 flows, very genuine.
Yeah, I gave thought to Violate as well, but didn't get him in my 4. I went for 1, The Answer My Friend, 3 flow, $2 for dollar, and 12 a clear calling. Race 4 at Flemington is the Antler Luggage Plate. This is for 3-year-olds over the 1400, and it's a listed race too.
Yeah, number 16, Quafila. I was with her first up in the Quizette, and unfortunately she just didn't get the brakes in the straight. Should definitely have run a place. She would have pushed the winner Sunlight, I reckon, if she had got clear. She was right on their heels. We've seen that form hold up since then. She takes on the boys here. That's obviously a bit tougher, but I think she's going to run out a strong 1400. So I've lent her way from number 3, Brutal, Caulfield Guinea's favourite, 2 for 2, no real knock on him. Barrier 1, he's just going to have to get out of trouble, I guess, at some stage. In for 3rd, number 13, Declaration of Heart. He's a nice colt, 2 for 2, and he's got a good turn of foot. And in for 4th, number 6, The August.
Yeah, I went for The August, another Brent Stanley runner, number 6, to beat 3, Brutal, 2, Good and Fast, and 13, Declaration of Heart. Race 5 at Flemington is the Bobby Lewis quality. This is for 4 years old and up. It's 1,200, and it's a time-honoured Group 2.
Didn't really have much of an opinion of this race. Probably won't bet unless I'm winning, and I might throw a couple of dollars on Crack Me Up. I've lent his way. He's a bit of an underrated galloper, this bloke. First up, off a not quite a spell, but certainly a freshen up. He won the Liverpool City Cup back in March. That was a good win with 59 kilos, beating Care to Think. He went to the George Rider and the Doncaster after that, and then had a freshen and ran a really good fourth in the Stradbroke. So away from Group 1 company, he's probably got to run against a couple of Group 1 horses here, but he might be worth a look each way. From 1, Haydock, 7, Kimono, and 4, Rich Charm.
Yeah, mate, Haydock, my best of the day. 1,000 metres too short, first up, back to the 1,200, should be very hard to beat. From 4, Rich Charm, 8, I'm Wesley, 6, First Among Equals. First leg of the Quaddie at Flemington on Saturday is race 6. It's the Letzalope Stakes for the mares at Group 2 level over 1,400.
Yeah, nice race. You can probably make a case for quite a few of them. I've gone for number 12, She's Dashing. She's only won the one race, but she's a much better mare than that. We saw her measure up to good company in the back end of her three-year-old season. She's often raced without luck too, so that winning strike rate probably could be better. And her Queensland Oaks run was excellent, going down a couple of noses behind Young Star and Another Dollar. We've seen those two come back in good order. So I'm banking on that form. I really liked her latest jump out too. So each way, number 12, She's Dashing to beat one, I Am A Star. Always been a fan of her. Her two runs this time in have been really good. She looks on track to win another feature race. 9, La Bella Diosa ran the fastest last 200, I think 600 of the day at Caulfield first up. So that was an impressive win from already a Group 1 winner. She looks to have come back in good order. And 2, Bella Martini. Didn't have a lot go right first up against the boys.
I made La Bella Diosa my value bet. It's actually come up $6 second favourite. Number 9 to beat 2, La Bella Martini. 7, Samovar. And 1, I Am A Star. The big race on Saturday at Flemington is race 7. PFD Food Services Maccabi Diva Stakes. 1,600 metres, worth $750,000 at Wait for Age.
Well, I've gone with 3, Humidor. I think I only had him in for third in the Memsey. He got out to silly odds there. He won. He's better suited at Flemington and better suited at 1,600. He's just going to need probably the brakes to go his way. They went his way in the Memsey, and he's probably going to need them again from barrier one. But he's on top for me. From 12, Grunt, I'm expecting him to put his hand up and show improvement on Saturday back to Flemington. He's looked really, really good at all his Flemington runs. So he needs to show a bit more on Saturday. I think he can. 11, Kementari. I did have him on top in the Memsey, and he was excellent, wide, kept battling on strongly. He's certainly a clear winning hope. And 10, Kings Will Dream. Had to be impressed by his Memsey run, backing up a good first up run in the Lawrence.
Similar numbers for me. 11, Kementari on top. From 3, Humidor. 10, Kings Will Dream. And I got 1, Happy Clapper in for 4th. And last of the black type races at Flemington is the race you were talking about earlier. Joel for 3-year-olds, a Group 2 down the straight, 1,200 metres. It is the Dane Hill Stakes race 8.
I've gone 11, Ocean Knight. Wary of him staying at 1,200 metres, and he's certainly a horse that looks like he's going to get better as he gets over a bit further. But I loved his return in the Mackenzie against that Savage on Pace bias. He hit the line strongly behind Brutal. And look, 1,200 down the straight can sometimes play like a 1,300 metre race anyway. So I've gone with the 11 to beat 3, Native Soldier. Just jumped out of the ground in the McNeil, crossed from the wide gate and bolted in. That was a big effort. 2 in for 3rd, Marcel from Madrid. And for 4th, number 12, Tavasan. So 3 of those horses come through the Mackenzie, which was won by Brutal.
Native Soldier for me, number 3 to beat 2, Marcel from Madrid. 4, F Troop. And 12, Tavasan. My best was Hey Doc, race 5, number 1. My value bet was race 6, number 9, La Bella Diosa, albeit not great value. And up against your value bet, Joel, at better value, race 6, number 12, She's Dashing. Your best, though, comes up in the last. So talk us through race 9, number 2, Order of the Garter.
Yeah, well, he was my value bet last week at around sort of $10, and he's going to be a similar price on Saturday. I've ended up making him my best, certainly respecting number 15, Furion, who's going to be very hard to beat. He looks very smart, but barrier one for him. Order of the Garter's drawn wide again. They scratched him from the wide gate at the Valley, but he can probably afford to jump from a bit of a wider gate at Flemington at this distance. He's a real talent. Some of his form overseas is excellent. He's got speed too. The day he bolted in over the Taj Mahal, he went forward. So I'd expect them to go forward, and I think he can really measure up and be hard to beat.
Alrighty, Royal Randwick, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, which is where Winx always seems to step out when she's going to race in the Harbour City. And there's plenty of black type action around the Colgate Optic White. And we start in race 2, Schweppes Heritage Stakes, listed 3-year-olds, 1,100.
Number 1, Santos, finally kicks off his spring prep. He's been entered a couple of times. Not sure either they're going to go run to the Rose into the Golden Rose, but maybe they're thinking he's more of a Coolmore type horse, so they're kicking off at the 1,100. He's got the penalty, 59 kilos, but I think he'll be very hard to beat on his trials. 3, Neutrality has the run under the belt, and gave a good sight in front before being run down by Graf. We know that's good form. 9 Prophet's Thumb, trialled well, and then got the job done nicely on debut, and 4 Charge next best.
Race 4 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts, 1100 at Group 2 level.
Easy to stick with number 1, Red Zell, just back to his dominant best first up in the Concord, and probably wins again, drops a couple of kilos. 5, Ball of Muscle, he's finished runner-up in this 3 times, so he's knocking on the door. He was good first up at Caulfield. He'll probably be in front of Red Zell and be the one to run down. He can stick on for second. 2, Brave Smash, will be hitting the line, and 9, Invincible Star next best.
Race 5, the Bill Ritchie Handicap, 1400 at Group 3 level.
2 on top for me, Pirata. He had that little bit of a setback, missed his second up run. He's drawn a touch wide, but he was good first up beating Kementari. He's a good horse, and I'm banking on him to beat the 2 up and comers down towards the bottom. I think they're still in the race at Newcastle too. I speak of Kaonic and Perrette, 11 and 12. And number 5 in for 4th, which is Invictus Prince. Got a real spike in his handicap rating off that second behind Winx in the Winx Stakes. Now he's got to stay in this class of race, but off that run, he's got to be a chance in this.
The big one is race 6, Colgate Optic White Stakes. Probably not the big one from a punting point of view. This is 1600 metres, weight for age, Group 1, bottom dollar for a Group 1, only half a million, but fits into Winx's program anyway. Fun fact, which is likely to be extended, is 7 of the last 8 years, the favourite has won. So you'd think this would be 8 out of 9. And in 5 of the last 6 years, Chris Waller has won. So you'd think that'll be 6 out of 7. And all 5 of Waller's winners have been favourites. So you would certainly think she's not going to be threatened too much here, given that 4 of her 7 opponents are stablemates.
Yeah, and just back to her brilliant best, wasn't she first up? That last 200 metres just...
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So she wins. Unforgotten, I think, is a bit of a star of her own. I think she'll... Well, she's my on-top pick for the Epsom at this stage. So I think she'll run second. 5 Ace High. Good to see him back on track in the Chelmsford when they rode him a little bit closer. He's checking along nicely for the Caulfield Cup. And 2, who shot the barman? I've thrown him for 4th, the old boy, because his trials have been really, really good.
Race 7, Dali T-Rose Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies, 1400, Group 2.
Back in the camp of number 3, Fiesta was with her first up. She got the job done, jumped off her for Pure Relation in the Furious, and with that filly not here, I think she is the one to jump back on. She ran really well in that Furious Stakes to run second. Drawn awkwardly, but she got back and settled nicely in the Furious, and they're probably similar tactics again here. I don't think she'll have an issue with the 1400. 10 Miss Fabulous. She went forward in that Furious. I think they'll ride her a little bit quieter. We might see improvement from her. Number 1, El Dorado Dreaming, the Group 1 winner from the autumn. Surprise Group 1 winner. But she's been trialling up really well. And 8 in for 4th, the Kiwi filly Santa Catarina. Shown good promise in New Zealand. Beat a subsequent stakes winner in her maiden. And her first up run was good. She was beaten by a pretty handy galloper.
Race 8 is the last of the black type races at Royal Randwick on Saturday. It's the Agency Real Estate Kingston Town Stakes, Group 3 over 2,000 metres, 16 and 4 emergencies, but a fairly short favourite here, Joel, in Avilius.
Yeah, short favourite, and he's been excellent. He's wins since arriving from France. A little bit of depth for this race. So I've gone for number 11, Patrick Aaron. Be backing him each way. Former Kiwi, he joined the Wally Yard in the autumn. He ran some solid races without breaking through. I thought his first up run was excellent, ran some really good late splits. Over 1,400. He missed the run in the Chelmsford where he was emergency. He went round in a jump out against Winx the same day. So he's 4 weeks into this run. He'll take improvement, but I like the way he's come back. So I'll go on with him to beat 5 Avilius. No knock on him. As I said, he's looked really good both wins. 12 in for 3rd, Elward. Returned with a nice effort in the Rolly Mile at Hawkesbury. 2,000 metres is his trip. And 4, Libran. He's going super this time in. He's just going to get a long way back again from that gate.
All right, Joel's best for Randwick was race 7, number 3, Fiesta, and his value bet, you just heard about it, race 8, number 11, Patrick Erin. They're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. James Jordan's Gems I have in front of me today, and that's race 1, number 5, Dollar Bill, race 5, number 6, Tomasa, and race 7, number 4, Tantat Trusting. So if you couple those three up in an all up, you might get $12 back for your dollar. Joel, have you seen anything at the Parks meeting that you are keen on?
No, nothing too much. Holy Command's a horse I quite fancy from the Mick Price yard, but race 4, Mick Price has got 4 of the 8, so I'd be waiting just to see what in fact goes around, but if Holy Command's there, I could certainly have something on him.
Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and a good 4 track is expected. We're waiting for the last 2 races for your specials, Joel.
Yeah, made Most Exalted my best, race 8, number 5. Didn't quite come up last prep. He tackled a Heat of the Country Championship first up in atrocious conditions, and then he went to Rose Hill and ran a good race, second up behind Peacock. Then they tried to get him into the Country Championship through the wild card. He went to the Tamworth Cup, Scone Cup. Didn't quite show up, but he was running, as I said, you know, sort of pretty decent races. Goes well fresh, he's trialled well, 1350 suits, Mark Duplessis in good form. So happy to back him each way, and we'll back it up in the last with race 9, number 5, Polemic. Lightly raced 5-year-old, he's won a couple of races since joining the Stephen Lee yard from the Godolphin camp. It was a good strong win, second up, looks to have come back in good order, and the mile should suit.
Again, they're at Belmont in Perth on Saturday. There is, in fact, a black type race, but so strangled is the betting by number 1 Man Booker that they've made it race 4, the Farnley Stakes, not a leg of the quaddy. Man Booker controversially defeated at first up, was the standout performer of the day, 3 wide the entire journey, and just failed to catch Rebel King. Can't BJ Ryan, our man in Perth, cannot make a case for any of Man Booker's 6 rivals. BJ's best on the day, race 6, number 5, Ravelli, and his value bet around $6.50. Pretty good for a BJ selection. Race 5, number 8, Saturia. Earlier in the day, Joel, they are racing at Ruakaka and Awapuni.
Yeah, Ruakaka, the best bet there is race 5, number 8, 1 Baker Street. Bolted in at his second start and then wasn't too bad next time out in a stronger race. First up from a spell, no public trials, but assume he's going well, will be hard to beat. My value is Let Me Tell You, race 1, number 13. This race has lost a little bit of depth with a couple of early scratchings, which helps my horse. It's coming off 1 start for a duck egg, but a trial nicely leading into that. Danielle Johnson wasn't aboard, but she had ridden in most of the trials. She's back aboard Saturday, expecting sharp improvement from Let Me Tell You. Awapuni is the other meeting. My best bet is Irish Flame. He was the best bet a couple of weeks ago and won. He can mix it up a little bit, that's the little query, but that was a good win first up, and he was tackling pretty good races last prep when he was mixing his form. He might hold his consistency being placed at this level, so he can win again. And my value is Valor, race 8, number 17. Third Emergency was good first up last prep, has trialled up quite well. If gets a run in the race, he's worth a little look each way.
That takes care of a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Now, don't forget to get your winning post if you haven't already. We have, of course, the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Feels for Monday. Friday, highlighted by a great Newcastle Cup meeting for which we have full form in this week's winning post. The entire quaddie, in fact, is Group 3 races. What did you like there, Joel?
Yeah, it's a good meeting. You know, so you're thinking, you know, you can make this a standalone. I guess it's just at the wrong time of the year for that. But really, really good card. 4 capacity fields for the big races. I'm thinking Outrageous can bounce back to his best, race 5, number 1. It's probably D-Day for him. I've sort of made a case for him as being a very promising 3-year-old. He was probably unlucky not to win a Group 1 at 2. Hence, he had to carry the penalty in both of his runs this time in. He's run okay. Back to set weights. Good draw. 1600, he probably needs to be stand up and be counted. Does number 1 Outrageous, so he'd be the one that I'd be keen to back. A few of the other races have some double up acceptors, so a bit hard to sort of get involved at this early stage, but Outrageous would be the horse I'd be backing. And maybe if you're looking for a multiple banker, race 3, number 13, Sir Owen, the brother to coming through in Criterion. He's trialled up well, he'll be short, around about even money, but if you're looking for something to stand out in your multiples, maybe he's the way to go.
Okay, well, as I said, don't forget to grab your winning post if you haven't already. Still only $5.50. All your favourite columnists are in there. Matty Stewart is writing about how James Cummings has righted the ship at Godolphin, Paul Richards. Profile on George Main. We all know the George Main Stakes, now the Colgate Optic White, but did you know much about George Main? Very interesting bloke. What else have we got? Well, Richo has also done the Q&A, the blast from the past, is Billy Aspros, the great Dubbo jockey. And speaking of Dubbo, Dubbo Cup on Sunday, massive, massive meeting, 150-plus acceptors. There's also 150-plus acceptors at Geelong. So there'll be plenty of great value to be had if you're having a punt on Sunday when there'll be no football on. So, and the paper that you need, the best form guide without any, that you can buy for a Sunday without any fear of contradiction, is the Winning Post. So make sure you do grab it if you haven't already. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to Flemington, race 5, number 1. Hey Doc, Joel?
I'll go to Sydney. I'll go with Fiesta in the T-Rose, race 7, number 3.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.